if the law enforcement officials, if people would actually do their job enforcing the law and look for red flags and actually carry out red flag laws on the books, that would go so far in terms of preventing a lot of these attacks, as opposed to passing laws in Congress, which clearly are not doing the trick. Okay, I'm not against you. You want to pass these laws? They passed a gun law a few weeks ago in Congress, bipartisan gun law. I don't think it really did very much, honestly. But you want to pass it? Fine. I've said many times. But you're just not. It's just a distraction. They're just distracting themselves. We're going to pass laws. We're going to do these bans. We're going to tighten background checks. You know, universal background checks. Whatever they're doing, none of that is the issue. The issue is that there are crazy people who have access to guns who should not have access to guns. And the man bought the gun legally in Illinois. This is very important because the Democrats are like, the media is like, oh, you know, he bought the gun legally, so we got to ban guns. He bought the gun legally in Illinois. Every gun control measure that the Democrats want are already in place in Illinois. Illinois is a has very strict gun laws. It was outside of Chicago. Chicago has even stricter gun laws. Chicago is obviously a city in Illinois, but Illinois has extremely strict gun laws on the books. Whatever the Democrats are claiming they want in Congress is already in place in Illinois. So the fact that he bought it legally in Illinois, it doesn't show you that we need to ban guns, pass more gun laws. It shows you that the gun laws in place are not working. Gun control is not the answer. So this proves, number one, the gun control laws are not going to prevent these shootings. Number two, if they would enforce the laws that are already on the books, it would prevent many shootings. You know, Illinois, number one, listen to all the laws in place in Illinois. Illinois has a red flag law. Illinois has a waiting period for gun purchases. They have gun owner licensing. They have a domestic violence gun law. They have open carry regulations and numerous other gun control measures in place. By the way, he's 21. There was, not everybody was clear on this. He was earlier, he was younger when he bought the gun, but he was 21 years old. He is 21 years old right now. He carried out the shooting, obviously, on July 4th, a few days ago. So a ban or a minimum purchase age of 21 would not have affected because he could have just bought it after he turned 21. All right, so as I said, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, the reports are they were audited by the IRS, and it was an intense audit. That's according to media reports. Now, of course, there's going to be a big investigation. Look, they throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at Trump, okay? They impeached Trump twice. Like, what are we worried about? This should not be our concern right now. We should be hoping that Trump actually had the IRS target these two corrupt thugs. And so the media is turning this into like the next Watergate, and Republicans are getting defensive. They're saying, well, no, it was just a coincidence. Yeah, you know, look, we get audited. People get audited. You can get audited. It doesn't mean that the president is trying to target you. But I hope this, as I said before, I hope this was intentional. Andrew McCabe committed federal crimes. Andrew McCabe should be in jail. Remember Jeff Sessions, who could not stand Trump at that point. He was the attorney general. Trump couldn't stand him either. It was mutual. Sessions took away Andrew McCabe's pension. Now, Jeff Sessions was an establishment Republican. He was not somebody who was like looking to drain the swamp. He was not somebody who was looking to settle scores. Jeff Sessions was much more of an establishment person, which is why he and Trump did not get along. Yet Jeff Sessions took away Andrew McCabe's pension because McCabe committed federal crimes. He